Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We're the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.
Hi guys, I'm Bree.
And I'm Allie. This is Off Script.
If you think about it, books are potential scripts for movies.
When this adaptation happens, typically it's disappointing because they went off script.
In this series, we will be talking about how off script they went.
Hi everybody!
Welcome to Off Script.
Oh,
that was kind of cool.
That was cool.
We don't ever do that.
No, I thought you just paused for me to say it. I didn't realize you were doing a dramatic pause.
I was going to, and then I was like, maybe I should just do it. Instead, we said it together.
Perfect.
Well, I'm Allie.
And I'm Bree.
And we're your hosts
for this podcast.
I was going to say for this evening, but I know. Who knows? Are you listening to it in the evening?
I feel like we've made that joke like 12 times before.
Have we?
I think so.
We're reusing our same
content. Bit.
We've been doing this too long.
But we got a mini-sode for you today.
It's our, first actual mini-sode of this season.
Technically, because our last one was a remote recording.
Yes. And so we're actually like getting to talk to you as episodes are coming out, guys.
It's so exciting.
It's so exciting. It's our numbers are doing amazing.
Oh, for something we thought never would
do as well as it's doing.
Yes.
I know we are now at 38 followers on Spotify.
And every time you say that, like I know it's really good because we expected none.
We expected like five.
But in the grand scheme of podcasts, it's like, wow, guys.
Woo, 38. You're doing it. With our two episodes coming out this week, our like listeners per episode has gone up to 24.
Wow.
Yeah.
Look at that. Well, okay. Thank you, 24 people.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks to the however many rest of you who follow us and don't listen.
Yes. Hey, at least we got
followers
a follower from
are
you.
Great.
Yeah. Just tell your friends so you don't have to listen to these girls. Just go follow them and give them 5 stars.
Give them 5 stars. Follow them.
That's it. That's all you have to do.
Ignore everything else.
But we wanted to take this episode and be able to give you kind of like a rundown of the season. And we have some stuff we want to promote. And we just kind of want to like explain for our new listeners who we are, maybe how this podcast works, and it's kind of a refresher.
Yeah, since we've been a bunch of new people too, obviously.
New people, and we haven't really released episodes in
a year.
Yeah,
okay, not a year, but
feels like a year.
Yeah, it does.
6 months.
Yeah,
so
let's do it.
Anything, where do you want to start?
Let's start with this podcast. What is this podcast, Allie?
This is a podcast where we read the books, we watch the corresponding movie, and we talk about how it's similar and different.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty straightforward.
Yeah, I think so. I have now given Allie homework every week.
Yes, every week I have to read a book and type up notes. And I was up till 1:30 last night typing up notes.
Back in high school. Meanwhile, I'm over here just taking notes during the movie. It's exactly like high school.
But it's we don't only do that. Like, that's how we started with Harry Potter, and then we realized, oh, people should know who wrote the book. Oh, people should know who directed it. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of expanded. So if you listen to our first season, it's very different than
we didn't where really we are know now. What we were doing
at all
in the first season. We were just like, this sounds like a cool idea.
Yeah. At all.
And we're just going to talk about our favorites.
Right. And we had assumed everyone had read Harry Potter, which was a mistake. Like, what?
And speaking of, John just got Hogwarts Legacy.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Lord. In my head, I thought he was a big Harry Potter nerd.
Uh-huh.
Starting this with him, I'm like, you know shit. He called it Patronus today. What did he call it? It's a word that starts with a P, but it's like pluh something. He sat there and he was like, it was my blah, blah, blah. And I was like, your what? And he was like, you know, I got a brown hair. It was my blah, blah. And I was like, are you trying to say Patronus right now? And then he started and Black's like, what? Is it his brother or his uncle? It's his uncle. Grandfather?
I don't know. I haven't played Legacy yet.
Oh, it's the professor.
Oh.
The who's painted in the house.
I think
house.
It's his grandfather. I don't know, actually. That's horrible.
The person who's related to Sirius Black, he is in the game. And so John's like going through the story and he's like, hey, is that dude related to Sirius Black? I was like, oh no, I can tell you haven't read the books because...
I'm so excited for him to come to the Harry Potter thing.
Yeah. It's going to be hilarious because he loves Harry Potter. He does. It's funny.
Anyways, so if you have not listened to or you just started, but you're trying to keep, I don't know, whatever you're listening to. That's why our Harry Potter ones are kind of like, what the heck are they doing?
That's also like in our first season, we did not have the best setup because we didn't expect I don't know.
I don't think we knew if we were going to enjoy it. So we didn't want to invest in.
That's true.
Good equipment.
Yeah.
We also didn't know.
I also thought that I could lay down while holding a microphone.
And we could eat candy while talking to you guys. My gosh. It's so bad. I cringe when I listen to those episodes. So
I haven't gone back and listened to them. So
a thumbs up, high fives to everybody who's powered through and stuck with us.
I know, somehow those are like our top. Except for those are our top. And then
they're like, they listen to one. And they're like, nah.
Yeah. Like, hold on. This is not good.
But anyway, so then we do things like, which I'm going to do in some, it's in minisodes. We started not on purpose, but it was around Stephen King. Was it like Cujo or something like that? Where we started doing like random facts.
Oh, yeah.
Because we were watching Cujo. Mm-hmm. And we wanted to look up to see if this kid knew it was fake. Right? Because he was crying.
He was
so
amazing actor.
Good.
Yeah.
And so that led us down a rabbit hole of finding facts about the movie. And mm-hmm. it got really interesting. So we started making some, not making them up, but finding them for all the others. Let's make up facts.
I make them up.
But we didn't do that for the first few. So I'm going to go back and in minisodes, I'm going to input fun facts for the movies we didn't get to do. And all the material that we didn't put in, like the screenplay writers and all that sort of stuff. We're going to play catch up to our mess up ones. So stay tuned to minisodes. You'll get some flashbacks.
They're like, that's what the recap is for.
We didn't do that in the recap. Sorry. And then, as Brie kind of mentioned, that she takes notes during the movie mm-hmm. and I take notes during the book. So that's kind of how our...
When you listen to the episode, that's why Allie talks about the book and I talk about the movie.
Yeah. And so that was another thing that we changed because mm-hmm. we, in the first season, we both talk about it, but we'd usually forget to mention if it was in the book or the movie.
Oh, yeah. We were horrible at that.
Or we would say it wrong.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or in the first like two or three that I did, I think I took, because even if I've watched the movie first, I read the book first and then I watch the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And the first three, I was taking notes during the book too. But then it got confusing for me when I would then go and watch the movie and be like, oh, I need to put this
right
in this.
So it just it evolved to being like, okay, I'll do the book. Brie will do the movie, and it got less confusing. Mm-hmm. So, but I wanted to mention that because we don't say now. Like, mm-mm. Brie doesn't usually say, okay, in the movie. I mean, she does a lot. Actually, you do a lot.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, but we don't all the time. So, So we wanted to clarify.
That's why.
Yes.
Yes, but also, because I realized one of the times when I was editing it, I was like, what if people just think that, like, you just do the movie and I just do the Or wait, vice versa.
Yeah, I guess that's a fair thought.
Yeah, but no, we both read it and we both watch it.
We do.
So
we have proof because we have reaction videos.
That's just proof that we both watched it.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Well, I have proof that I do both.
Just kidding. That's true.
Brie picks all the books. Of course, she's going to read them.
That's very true. There are very few that I'm not excited for. Or like there's even some that I put on my list for us that I'm like, but
yeah, I think that kind of sums up what our episodes look like, right?
Yeah, I think so. Do you think we need to rehash why we started it?
Sure, why not?
Okay.
We can skim, what is it? Clip notes them?
Yeah. Give them the Clips Note version.
Clips Note? Or is it Cliff Notes?
Cliff Notes. That's what it is. I was like, clip doesn't sound right. Maybe it's got an S at the end.
I thought it was your list going on.
No, I don't have those in right now.
Okay.
So no, that is not a list.
why we started?
Oh, yes. Yes. Let's give the Cliff Notes version.
Okay. We had rekindled our friendship after like going separate ways after high school. And we were like, hey, I've always wanted to start a podcast. Or Brie said that. And I was like, hey, me too. And so then we go,
me too.
But it was kind of just a that would be fun. We didn't really think much of it until we went to Westport.
Yeah.
And then we were like, are we really going to do this? And then we brainstormed ideas and we
actually got excited about it.
I know. And we got to this one.
Mm-hmm.
Because it wasn't going to be this. It was going to be all of our minisodes.
Yeah.
Ugh, that is so boring. After this last season, oh my gosh, we would have gave up.
We would have. If that was strictly all we did, we would have been like, what are we going to talk about now?
I know. Because our plan was to do a different thing every month.
Mm-hmm.
So we would do we'd play board games 1 month and commentate. We would do something else 1 month. We would read books and adapt their movies.
We would adapt their movies. Wow.
That would be cool. We would compare, and then we stopped. And I was like,
why don't we just do that? There's enough books versus movies out there.
That sounds so fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's what we did.
Mm-hmm.
Thus, Off Script was born.
I was just going to say that. You got it.
And we should give credit to our name.
Oh, yeah, because that's Justin?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, our friend Justin McGee, who, if you go back and listen to Aragon and the minisode right before that, the mental health check-in, we're one of them. He's on that episode.
Yeah. So he not only...
He came up with our tagline, too.
Yes. Don't you just hate it when movies go off script? He came up with our whole intro. I think that was him.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, Justin. You're the real MVP.
We should have him all the time.
I know.
Come talk, Justin. You like this book? You like this movie? No. Okay.
Oh, gosh.
He should just be the one who does our intro.
We should make him record it. Yeah. Give you credit. And then his wife is the one who does all of our artwork.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all of our amazing artwork.
Mm-hmm. Our little logo and stuff.
Which I think is a great segue into what we're using that artwork for.
Mm-hmm.
We've come up with a newsletter, guys. But not an annoying one that comes out like every week or every day or something. Just one that comes out at the start of the month. Just to tell you what's going on. Give you our schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Give you our movie night picks for the month.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do like a date night or a family night or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So you should go and subscribe.
Yes.
The way you can do that is go to our website. We have a website. Let me figure out what it is.
Yeah, it's a hard one.
Because
we did not pay for the domain.
You know what? So. If we get to 1,000 subscribers, I'll pay for a domain.
Hey, you heard it here, folks.
Folks.
Fox.
We only need, 970 more to go.
Yeah, we're almost there.
But before then, I'm cheap And that's how we do what we do.
Okay, so we have offscript253.wixsite.com/offscript. There you go. Did y'all get that? If not, you know what? We're recorded, so you can go back and listen to it again. And just write hit it down.
What is it? The reverse 15.
Yep. And then you can bookmark it and check it daily, because on our website, you guys, not only does it have where you can contact us, well, on that contact page, we'll just start there. Why not? You scroll down a little bit. You can contact us at... Why can't I talk tonight? Oh my God.
Do you have invisible name?
You can contact us by just sending
an
email of what you liked about the episode, what you noticed we didn't talk about, or anything. You scroll down a little bit more, and that's where you subscribe to our
email newsletter.
Yes, there you go. And then you subscribe. Oh my gosh. You scroll down a little bit more.
Then you subscribe.
Jeez Louise. And you can subscribe, or I don't know if subscribe is the right word. You can sign up to get bookmarks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. For our free, not ours, but free little libraries.
Yeah. We have, what we're trying to do is get as many people out there in the world to take these bookmarks and put them in little free libraries. So what you do is you sign up, and then we send you a stack. You can keep one, of course. Mm-hmm. And then what we would like is for you to put them in little libraries and hopefully take a nice little picture of you putting them in the libraries.
Yeah. So for people that don't know, free libraries, I mean, I assume they're all over the place.
Did you know that there's a website that you can go and you can map out, like,
what?
Yeah, that's how I did it the other day with our stuff.
Oh, how cool.
Yeah, I was getting rid of a ton of books, guys. And so I put our bookmarks in every single book that I was getting rid of. And I was like, I'm going to go around the town and just drop them off at random places. And I hit up like 10.
Nice.
Yeah.
They're just the little libraries that you see, like, they're like boxes at like parks or wherever, and they have a bunch of books in them. And did you know they're grab one, leave one type of things?
Mm-hmm.
So you can take those books.
Yeah.
They just, you know, it'd be nice to leave one for others. Mm-hmm. So
sometimes I don't.
Yeah.
So we're saying, I go and look and see if there's one for off script in there. I'm like, hey, you're a movie.
And so we just want you to go in, and you can either like just lay our bookmarks in there or stick them in some books.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you want to do that, go to our website and sign up for it.
Yeah, that would be so handy dandy.
Yeah. Now that was just the contact page on our website. Mm-hmm. You guys, we have so many more slots. We have our homepage that talks all about us. I think it actually just says our intro. Let
me see. Oh, yeah, it does, huh? And then it like it talks about you and I, too.
Oh, yeah. Because then we have our about page that has, yeah, how we started and who we are and how Brie has film degree stuff and I'm a mommy. And so if you want to learn more about us,
check that out.
Yeah. Too. Then it has a spot for all of our episodes. So you can go there
and catch up.
Yeah. Like right there. Great Gatsby. This won't be accurate because what will have just come out?
Mockingjay
part one. So that will be first on the list. Look, it says how long they are and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So handy dandy. What's new? That, you guys, is like a little blog thing that we have going on. Anytime there's anything like noteworthy, like if we have a guest star, if we do a remote recording. Let's see what else we got. Oh, season 3/4 is back. Free libraries. When we said the strike was over. Anything, it's all there. We just have a little blurb about it.
Mm-hmm.
And we update that like as when there's
when stuff. It's important.
Yep.
Yeah.
We have our schedule, you guys. So if you're like, man, I don't remember what's coming out in a month or two.
Even though we post on our Instagram and Facebook.
Yes.
A little picture that says, read with us this month, and it tells you what's coming out this month. But say you didn't see it, or you don't want to go, because we are starting to post a lot, especially since we're doing season 3 and 4 together. So if you don't want to keep scrolling through all our stuff, you can find it on our website.
Handy dandy. And it has the whole seasons, and it has their pictures, the book and movie right next to each other.
Easy peasy.
Easy peasy.
Lemon squeezy.
And then it has our shop.
Yeah, guys.
Because we sell merchandise now.
We do.
Not very well, but
no,
we sell some.
Well, that's why we're actually working with Ash, who makes our logos and stuff, to get some cooler content for the merch shop, which I think actually would be really good.
I think so too. So if you have ideas, like if we say something a lot,
or like have a quote that you like, and would be like, yeah, I would buy that off of a shirt.
Yeah. Let us know, because we're working on it, and we understand that the stuff we have, it's kind of like the, we were messing with the the shop and seeing what we could do. But we want to be more and better and more
attuned to you.
Yes. So, but the only way we can do that is if you message
tell us.
Yes. And that's our website. That's what we got on there.
Yeah.
All right. We're almost done here. So we have audio growth. Is that what you did already? Audio growth? I don't know what that is. I didn't put that in here.
Maybe it's just like our
Stats?
I think so.
That's probably what it is.
Right? I would assume.
Okay. I'm like, audio growth? What would that be? Audio.
Do we have an audio growth?
Oh.
I know what you mean.
I did put that in here.
Yes, that's you did. What it, we did talk about audio growth.
I love how we're like, what the
fuck? Why would I label it like that?
That's the worst way to say it.
All right.
We have a Patreon now that we're working on, all that sort of stuff.
Oh, yeah. We haven't even promoted that. Or and we haven't even talked about YouTube or socials. Yeah. We've said some about some of them. But, guys, I have also, with us posting so much on Instagram and Facebook, I've also been on top of our threads. So, heck if I know what I'm doing. Wish me luck. I just go and reshare and like I don't understand hashtags on threads, because you can't hashtag more than once on one of your posts.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay, I have to choose one hashtag. But yes, we have a threads, which is linked to our Instagram account, which is oscriptpodcast_21. Please go take our polls.
Bruce's feeling really sad because no one does.
Hey, today, actually, I posted a Gatsby reaction video. So I posted a poll, because with our reactions, what I'm starting to ask is, if you've listened to the episode yet, and if you have, did you like it? Did you not like it? Have you not listened to it? Are you not listening to it?
Do you hate us?
Yeah. Why are you following us?
As at the beginning, we told them to follow even if they don't listen.
And actually, we got someone, Shyla from high school,
voted,
haven't listened yet. I was like, oh, thanks, Shyla.
Well, there you go. Look at us giving shout outs. This is all you got to do, people.
This is how we talk about you on the podcast.
Yes.
In a nice way.
You literally interact with us once and your name will come up.
Yeah, because we are so excited to actually have someone interacting. It's not us.
So let's do it.
We're freaking Shannon. On Catching Fire, she voted that she watched the movie first. I was so mad, so I went and I did book first, because I was like, who watches movies first? As I've watched some first too, but
she watched it first. That's so interesting. I wonder if that's what got her into it.
Oh, maybe.
Because she's in it every year.
That's weird.
If you're confused,
stay tuned.
We're gonna have this young lady on our podcast.
Yes, and we're gonna be like, what the fuck? You read it every year, but you watched Catching Fire first.
Watch her accidentally have hit that. She's like, what are you talking about? I said I read it first.
Hilarious. Yeah, I went and voted for book because I was like, I gotta represent my books.
So funny.
I also think I feel like if people see other people voting, because you know, you can go and you can actually, I don't think you can see it, but I don't know. I feel like if I do it, other people might do it.
Yeah, I need to start doing it. I just not on Instagram. So that's why I don't do it.
I think you can vote on our Facebook stories.
Okay, I'll try.
Okay.
Okay. Because I do the Facebook and the TikToks and all that sort of stuff. Again, they're not very good.
Oh, no.
But they are what they are, and you know what? But I, what, which one was it? It was, I think, one of the Hunger Games.
Was it our first reaction video? That first reaction. I think I put some really good hashtags in it for Instagram. Because we got like 145 views first day.
And wow. I
was
like, what? Well, I was just going to say I had to cut out a bunch.
Oh.
Because because reels are only allowed to be 90 seconds. So
stupid. It drives me crazy.
So TikTok can be up to 10 minutes now, but that's ridiculous to me. Like, it should be like, even the...
Who wants to sit and watch a 10-minute TikTok?
Right.
I used to... Guys, I'm not on TikTok, so I don't understand. Like, I get it. I know people do this, but like, wasn't the whole purpose to just sit there and scroll and watch a quick little like 2-second video and then go to the next one?
Yeah, it used to be 15 seconds. Then they made it 30 seconds. I was like, 30 seconds is good. And then they made it a minute or 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
3 minutes is too long for me. Mm-hmm. I'll do like a minute 30. And I'm like, that's enough because I want to see what else is out there.
Yeah.
And this is like for our ADHD, like,
yeah,
can't pay attention to something for too long type of social media. But I had to cut so much because we ended up recording like, I don't know, like 5 minutes worth of stuff. And so we decided we're going to start putting it on our YouTube.
Well, what's funny, Allie literally just texted me a few days ago. I was like, Bree, I was putting together this one video for our reactions and you don't record too much.
I said it nicely. I was like, yeah. I record too much is what I said.
Yeah, that's true. And I was like, I realized that because I like, I used to only record the bits that I knew were going to get a reaction out of me.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm like, because the first Hunger Games actually did very well on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, oh, maybe we should have some more content to go on there. So I was watching a movie and I literally did it with the thought in mind of, okay, I need to help Allie make a YouTube video. This is what I'm doing.
Well, I think it was Shawshank, or it's going to be Shawshank or something coming up. What did you watch in Dubai?
Shawshank.
Okay, it was Shawshank. He gave me 3. And for some reason, I had like 18.
So
it's like, that's okay. So it's like, 4 of me and then 1 of Brie.
You know what happened? It's because like then John came back from work and it was time to go out to the beach.
Totally fine. It's totally fine. It's just like I'm like, I talk so much on the podcast and now I won't shut up in the YouTube videos. So,
but yeah, go check out our YouTube and our TikTok.
Facebook and Instagram, and we have a Patreon that's not really doing anything right now. We're trying to figure out what we're gonna do.
What we're hoping for in the future is to start getting ads in the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And so we know that ads are annoying, but also it's a way for the show to create a revenue. And so what we're thinking is regular non-Patreon people get ads, Patreon people get no ads.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then, yeah,
we'll like record random episodes that are extras for Patreon.
Yeah. But that's not a now thing. I mean, you can go support us and do Patreon.
Exactly. We have it set up, but
we understand if you don't want to pay when you aren't getting anything.
Exactly. Exactly. So. We're like, we're not there yet, but we wanted to get it set up
and ready
for that future.
Yeah. And I think that's kind of all we got.
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah.
Oh. My good gracious. Guys, season 4 and 3 is kind of confusing.
Yes, that was the whole point of this episode.
That was literally going into this episode all we were supposed to do. Could you imagine? We've been promoting that the last like few Hunger Games episodes. Yeah, and we don't do it. So the release order might be confusing and you might be like, what the heck? If you follow us on Instagram, I have been trying very hard with our reaction videos to hashtag which season it is to kind of help you follow along if you're following along on Instagram. But basically, season 4 comes out on Monday. Season 3 comes out every other Wednesday. So like this last Wednesday was Gatsby. This Wednesday, this minisode. Next Wednesday, Practical magic, I think.
I'm pretty sure.
I think so.
So yeah, that's kind of how that's going to go.
Yeah, and for the for sure, like the first like five episodes.
Oh yeah, of season three.
So your Wednesday ones. We did not know the strike happened. Well, it didn't happen. That's
why. The actor's strike had not happened yet. And then we didn't find out about things until
later. Yeah. So we had recorded them because we were prepared to release. And it was like day before, wasn't it? When we found out we couldn't release.
I think it was literally like, I think it was at least the Saturday before. But yeah, it was right that weekend.
So we have like five episodes of us talking as if it's August. And so like next week, Brie will be talking about her birthday and all this sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of why we wanted to do this little episode to help with the confusion, because obviously it is not August. And
man, oh man, I wish here in Washington we're getting snow. I keep telling John, I'm like, John, I miss Dubai more than I thought I ever would. And then he the other day made me realize, he's like, I think you just miss being somewhere new. And I was like, I think you're right. And then I was like, we like walked out of his place to go to the store, and I was like, no, it's not just that, it's also I miss the heat. I miss the air sweating for me. I miss the beaches.
But anyway, so yeah, so that's just be prepared. We make it pretty known as soon as we find out.
When we don't know what's coming out.
Strike, we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And then we make it pretty known once we've
come back and know that we're coming back.
Actually, that one's kind of confusing because we recorded other episodes.
Oh, yeah, we recorded it out of whack.
Out of order. So never mind.
Sorry, don't pay attention to that. But yeah, it's been good catching up.
Yeah, we've missed you.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for listening.
Mm-hmm.
Keep listening. It is honestly, I check the numbers so often, and it always just makes me smile when I see like, oh, that episode got a new play. Oh, we got a new follower.
Aw.
Mm-hmm. Allie's like, I don't give two shits.
It's not true. Hey, now.
No, you don't watch the numbers.
I don't watch the numbers. I'm just like, Brie will tell me, we gotta listen today. I'm like,
woo. Yeah.
I got kids to follow around. But anyways, you guys, so thanks. Keep listening.
Don't forget to, I almost said promote.
Rate us.
Hey, promote us too.
Yeah, honestly, yeah.
Share some of our posts.
Yeah, we would love that.
Yeah.
Get us out there.
We do funny memes on Mondays and now Wednesdays when we release an episode.
Mm-hmm.
And then we post all the pictures that we talk about in those episodes on the same days now.
Yeah.
I know that's kind of confusing.
Yeah. Tuesday and Thursday are our TikTok/real days where we do our reactions.
Saturday is season 4's preview and Sunday is season 3's preview. I've been able to edit together a preview. Episodes don't have previews because audition crashed or things like that.
Just have to deal with it and wait the extra 2 days.
Oh, darn.
But anyways, all right, you guys. Thanks. We'll see ya.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for sticking with us.
We hope you enjoyed it.
If you did, we would greatly appreciate it if you gave us 5 beautiful stars, reviewed, and subscribed.
You can also follow us on Facebook at Offscript, on Instagram at OffscriptPodcast21, and on TikTok at Offscript_pod.
Shoutouts to Madame Ashen Creations for our adorable logo art.
And Adam Daniel for our incredible theme song.
And to Creative Cinephile Productions for producing our podcast.
See you next time.
Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We are the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with
with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find BookTales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For BookTales!